3 Nephi, chapter 4. So when the Nephites then go to the center of the land to build up this big fortification, they leave all their lands barren, so that when the robbers come to possess the land, they find that there is nothing there. And that when the Nephites went and gathered to their land, they took with them a 7-year supply of food. Now, this was all in the beginning of the 18th year since Christ's birth. And so we know there's 15 years until he comes unto them. Well, when the robbers are then forced to come to battle against the Nephites at their place of fortification and so forth. And so we're back down about verse 8. So as they come, the Nephites fall to the ground to pray to the Lord. Well, obviously this helps the Nephites, but it gives them also a double help in that the robbers then think that they are scared and that they've scared them into submission. And so they begin to cheer. Well, this means that they become overconfident when they come into battle. And then all of a sudden, when the Nephites rise up strongly against them, this causes a drain and a stronger intimidation, which tends to weaken people in the battle. Well, then a great battle commences, and many are killed, and the robbers are routed, and they're chased clear back to the mountains, and all on the way are killed on the way. And we have to ask ourselves, well, was that right for them to slaughter them as they go? Well, I do point out that these robbers were robbers, and second, they were dissenters, they were traitors, they desired to usurp the power and authority over the people and steal the government and oppress them. They had commit crimes equal for were deserving of capital punishment, and so therefore this was a just thing that they were doing. Well, then they've been beating them so bad for 2 years, the robbers don't do anything, and then instead of coming to battle, they come down and they lay siege around the city. Well, again, this shows the great stupidity of man, because the Nephites are the ones that had the substance and were better prepared than the robbers were. And so therefore the siege begins to work in their reverse. Well, also, by them being surrounded, they had sparser numbers, and they had to have little groups, smaller groups here and there, and as they say, in the tens of thousands instead of the hundreds of thousands they were. Well, therefore, the Nephites could send out their whole army just around one little group, wipe it out quickly, and then move back into their fortifications. And so it just doesn't work. So after a time that we'll see later, which really amounted to the siege, I guess, itself lasted for about 7 years, but it was 9 years in total that the Nephites were in this situation. But the siege itself lasted about 7 years. Therefore, at the end of 7 years, the robbers realized they weren't getting anywhere. In fact, they were just getting hungry, and so they decided that they needed to retreat. Well, the Nephites knew about this and figured that was really a good time to attack, because they'd got them so weak that they wanted to leave, and so they sneak around them, and as they're retreating, they then attack and they slay many, and they take many prisoners. And after taking the prisoners, they find the leader amongst the prisoners, and so they take him and they hang him. And then they have a ceremony in this hanging to signify that this is what they should do to anyone, we're in verse 29, who seeks power or uses secret combinations. Now, think of that being a requirement of the day. Again, we have used that, and we've accepted this way of life so much that we work through combinations, and I do say secret combinations, and the people on the very desire of everyone is to seek power and think that it's all right, that we're in a tremendous state, that it's so ripening for such a tremendous destruction, just to get us back to enough people who would truly even just live by the laws or the on the level of freedom, which again we see is the lowest level that the Lord will support us in. So I just say this to say that we know through the Book of Mormon that we can expect a great destruction to be coming upon this land soon. Well, then notice that they then recount what has happened, and they give the requirements that notice that. Let me repeat though that they were in a siege for 7 years, and they was in the circle doing different battles for 9 years. Well, this was obviously a time for the Lord to hone their faith and build them up and turn them unto Him and give them time to study and make truer commitments to Him. Well, so this is what was going on for these people during that time. Well, again, they then recognize that they and recount the reason that they have been preserved, and they give three reasons. One, that they was their righteousness, again remembering the minimum being that they cared about their freedom, and while caring about their freedom or having righteousness, they had to call on the Lord. And then notice that they have a third, that they had to have faith that their Lord was their protector, or that they called on the Lord for protection, believing that He was what protected them, not themselves. Then it says that they praised the Lord, and that they recognized that it was His help, and that they had received this help for the two things they did. Not only did they have repentance, but they had humility before Him. They had humbled themselves before Him. And again, believing that He is your protector, you can begin to see some of this idea of that of having to humble yourself and not believe that it's in your own pride or in your own power, meaning your own pride. So we can see that they had some growth during this time, and it had turned to the Lord. But now, obviously, we'll have to see what happens when they are set free now. And are free, and unfortunately we'll see again that we're seeing the different levels of the kingdoms of glory being created, meaning that people are being sifted out. But we'll see the larger number of these are mostly of the celestial level, meaning in the face of great destruction and so forth, then they will turn to the Lord. But given any degree of freedom, they quickly forget. And again, I just point this out to say that the Book of Mormon does clearly show gradations of righteousness of people in a general sort of a way. Well, again, we have to ask, why was there all this detail in this chapter concerning this battle? I mean, it's extremely detailed. And that's about all there is in it. And obviously the reason is that we are given this information to know what to do in in the last days. That this battle will be a similitude to things that are going on in the last days, and that we will need to use it. I note also that it's interesting that they make sure that in the next chapter to tell you what the total time limit was. And it tends to give you the feeling that it's for us to understand what kind of a time to expect, or if we were to have to hold up in the center of our land and expect to see, that we're to expect to be prepared for a seven-year time. But again, that was what we were told in this chapter, is that they had laid up a seven-year supply.